Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
In this post-show, we're going to get a food world with Morgan number two. I have that on the list. We're going to talk about oat milk with Eddie. And I do have a thing here about Amy. Your daughter went live on TikTok without you knowing it?
Yes, her and a friend. She has permission to play on my TikTok on my phone, but she just makes the videos and learns routines, but is supposed to ask for permission before she posts anything. And then she's certainly not supposed to go live. Like, I don't even know how she realized she could go live. But anyway, her and her friend figured it out and they went live. And a listener DM'd me, and I would have never known. So I'm so glad a listener sent me a note, and a few others too. But one in particular was like, that I saw, was like, hey, just wanted you to know your daughter is live on Instagram or on TikTok and commenting with people, but it's super innocent. They're just saying hey and hi, but they were definitely live.
Eddie said that someone sent him a message about that.
Yeah, they were saying something along the lines of like, there's a couple of listeners or people watching it and asking really inappropriate questions to her. Did you see that?
No, didn't know that part, but we'll catch up on that later. Didn't know. But I didn't. Luckily, so much for my daughter, Stashira, again, since she's only been in America 2 years. She's 13, yes, but not really, and she's from Haiti. But so much goes right over her head. But she's also super smart. But her friend, I think, kind of knows more, very sweet. But I didn't want to embarrass her in front of the friend. But I needed to talk to them both. So I did. I met with them both. And I just said, this is, you're not in trouble. But just so y'all know, that is not what the TikTok app is for. I've given you permission to learn dances and play around. But she also posted some videos without my permission. So I had to just remind her that that's not allowed. Again, nobody was in trouble because I don't think they knew they were doing anything wrong. But I was like, there's strangers on there and you can't do that on my account. You can't. So then this made me think, should I just get her own TikTok that stays private? Because she's using mine, which is public. And if she's private, then she can just follow family members and her girlfriends. And I don't run the risk of strangers trying to message her if she goes live.
Well, would you let random people follow her? Not who she follows, but follow her.
No. I don't know. No, I guess not. It would just be a very on lockdown account for her, for family and friends.
Why not let her do that as a test? Because if only her family and friends are watching, and only her family and friends can be friends, I don't see the it's what she's doing anyway, just not on your account. And you don't run the risk of randoms.
Yeah. And I kind of thought her using my account was totally safe, but this has taught me, whoa, it's not. So I'm almost just like, okay, whatever. She just needs her own account. She can do her own thing. But it'll be we approve anybody that is she follows or follows her.
And can't you make a deal with her, but also empower her a little bit? Like, hey, you've really been doing great. We're going to trust you with this. I think it's time for you to take a step forward in responsibility. But really, you're locking her down at the same time.
Yeah, and she has been doing great. And again, that's why they're not in trouble. But they both looked at me and their eyes got real big. And they said, they're like, we're so sorry. Oh, yeah, we understand. Yes, ma'am. I was like, that's right.
2 in 5 adults have changed for the better thanks to lockdown. Amy, have you changed for better in any way?
Patience-wise, I think we're working on that for sure in the beginning. That was, appreciating things in life more at the moment. I hope we don't lose that. So, yeah, I mean, there's little changes if I really think about them. Do you have any?
Yeah. You know, I think I met the right person. But I think that's big. Yeah, and I think I was also, even though I met the right person, was probably too dumb. And circumstantially, it's helped me. I mean, first and foremost, I could have been locked up with 100 people, 99 of them. I'd have been like, I'd have called Amy 2 days later. I'd be like, I'm over it. How do I get them out of here? So met the right person.
They probably would have had to come move in with me awkwardly. Somehow.
But yeah.
Listen,
for me, like I said, I've really been lucky. I got to work from home. I got to create from home. A lot of people went through a lot of really hard stuff.
Yeah.
And I tried to help out in other ways, but as far as that part of it, I didn't, you know, and a little bit of me feels guilty for sure. But when I feel guilty about something, I try to make up for it in other ways. But yeah, I definitely think that I grew a lot during the last few months in a few different ways. The NBA could return in July, it looks like. Starting in July, the teams may play all their games at one Florida venue. This is ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. It's near Orlando, which is part of Disney World. And this has been talked about for a bit. I also saw with college football yesterday, they were talking about letting a quarter of the stands be full and spread them out. In certain SEC schools, that's kind of leaking out. And it could go up or down. And in Kentucky especially, at the University of Kentucky, they're letting the guys come back on the Kentucky football team that have been in Kentucky the whole time, quarantined in state, and they're going to integrate them in with other guys slowly, 10, 20 at a time, and test everybody. So that's kind of the NBA and college. But it's still so up in the air, right? I say that, meaning if it goes up or down, things change. Either way, both ways. But as of right now, that's kind of their plan there, which is pretty wild.
Cannot wait.
A note here about ask Eddie about oat milk. Eddie, what's up with oat milk?
So I'm lactose intolerant. I've been for a long, long time, but I love milk. I love my cereal. I love ice cream. I love cookies and milk, all of it. I love it. But I can't drink milk, so I've been kind of experimenting with different kinds of milk. I drink almond milk in my coffee, but I don't like almond milk like in my cereal. It just doesn't taste right. But I saw they have oat milk, and I'm like, I'll give it a shot. But before I give it a shot, what does our resident hippie, Amy, think about it?
Oh, yeah. People love the taste of oat milk. My sister actually prefers
that. Sounds like oatmeal. I keep hearing oatmeal. Oatmeal.
Oat milk.
You may end up replacing the almond milk with the oat milk because it's thicker and creamier.
Nice.
And so it goes really well with coffee. But I would definitely recommend giving it a try. I don't know if you have a particular brand, but one that we've had before is the Califia Farms one.
Yeah.
And they have it at Target or probably any grocery store. It's good.
I even saw like goat milk, but I'm like, no, I can't. I don't want to mess with that.
Okay, I don't know. Goat's milk is easier to digest than cow's milk, but it's still from an animal, so I don't know if that, you know.
I drink almond milk fine with it. All the time. Don't even know it's not real milk.
You drink that like in your cereal bowl?
Yeah, you don't even know. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
Really?
Oh, my kids know. I try to trick them. My daughter said, "Where is the stuff with the cow on it?"
Well, she saw the box,
it's so
though.
Good.
But she saw the box. If she didn't see the box.
No, she could just tell by tasting it. She's like, no, I didn't even buy it. She goes, can we go buy that stuff with the cow on it?
Did you?
So she looks free. Yeah, they drink whole milk and like full fat cheese because I tried to do like this dairy-free cheese with them too. And she, again, pointed out that there's not a cow on the packaging.
Kids are smart.
Speaking of food, let's go over to Morgan number two and get in a food world. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
Pringles dropped a new flavor, and it's sweet corn. And in one little Pringle chip, it has a mix of flavors of sweet and salty fresh corn, cooked corn, and creamy butter.
That sounds good. I mean, Pringles doesn't make a bad chip. Yeah. I think, do they have street corn flavor, though? Because street corn is where it's at.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Lay's does, I think, has like an elote.
Elotes.
Whatever. My friend Steve had made an elote stand once. He was like, Bones, I got an idea. I'm going to go and sit, because he's Mexican. He's like, in my town, they sold street corn on every corner, and nobody does that here. So we made a bunch of corn. He made a bunch of corn. We loaded it up. We went out, made signs. He set up a street corn. And elote, right? It's elote corn. It's elote stand.
Elote. Elote.
It's elote stand. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
He's elote stand. And so he set up, and at first nobody was coming. And then hours went by, and then nobody else came.
Oh, no. Didn't anyone come?
No. Only I bought it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so terrible because Mexican street corn is so amazing.
And he was legitimate Mexican, you know?
Yeah. Dad's legitimate white but can still make it.
I bought like seven of them just so he wouldn't go broke.
Man, down in South Padre, like down in South Texas at the beach, there'd be a elote truck, and that thing would sell out in an hour.
Yeah. Well,
people on the beach would just buy that.
Didn't work here. But I tell you what was good, though, was the snow cones with the pickles and the strawberry.
Oh, my gosh. Piccadilly.
Piccadilly's?
Come on!
It sounds bad, but it's actually great. Yeah.
So good.
Eddie and I would go to the little Piccadilly stand after we'd play golf or something back in the day.
Well, Amy, you know Bobby. Like, when he likes something, he likes it every day. And for a while there...
I remember that.
We were eating Piccadilly's every day. Because it was right outside our neighborhood.
Remember, Monday was Piccadilly Monday, and then Tuesday was Piccadilly Tuesday, and then Wednesday was Piccadilly Wednesday. It was just a great day. Right. It was a great day.
Right.
Great day. We need to do our results from the draft before we end the show here. We didn't do them on the radio show. Mike, did you have the results over there?
I have them over here.
All right. What was the did I finish last? I felt like my team was in the running to finish last.
You did not finish last.
Oh.
Second to last.
Did I win?
Oh, no, you
I
didn't win.
Right. You know, walking away from that team yesterday, I didn't feel the best, but I had to go with my heart.
You had Steve Carell, Tina Fey, and Amy.
I finished next to last.
Yeah.
Did Amy vote?
No, she was out.
Oh, she's not. So she can't lose this one.
Mm-mm.
Did Eddie? I thought Eddie's team was strong. Did Eddie lose?
Eddie did not lose.
Oh, wow. Who finished last?
Coming in last was Raymundo.
Who was his team?
He had Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Rachel from Friends.
Raymundo, what would you like to say to your last place finish?
I think the Rachel from Friends screwed me. I maybe should have gone a female comedian instead of just a funny person on a TV show that was popular 20 years ago.
Yeah, but you never know with those some of those outside crazy picks can win the whole thing or lose the whole thing. Like, you never know. Okay, Raymundo finished last. Mm-hmm. I finished next to last.
And then coming in third was Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Oh.
Looking up,
right down
buddy.
The middle. I'll take it. I'm not kicked out. I love it. I can still play.
You get to play 2 weeks in a row. Amy and Eddie are going to be in the same game.
That hasn't happened in a while.
Wow.
That's amazing,
next week,
Amy.
Wow.
You're going down.
Okay.
it's going to be one of us, though.
Who finished second?
Coming in at second was Morgan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. And Lunchbox, who is Lunchbox's team?
He had Kevin Hart, Jimmy Fallon, and himself.
Well, there you go.
People know who's funny. What up?
Wait, that's so right. Who won that one for you then?
Lunchbox. Okay. Strong third round pick. When you believe in yourself, people will vote for you, folks.
There you
go. They know I'm funny. What up?
That's it for the show. Enjoy today's show.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. I don't know if we have anything teasable for tomorrow's show. Do we, Mike? For tomorrow? Not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. Tomorrow's show is going to suck, but you're going to love today's.
What?
What? No, today's. There's no tomorrow yet. We're not ready for tomorrow. All right. Thank you, guys. Here you go.
Yeah, I know, but okay.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby. Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Here we are. Here we are walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Amy, do you know the rest? Go.
No, I don't know I don't know any of it.
Eddie, do you?
Mm-mm.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
That's it, yeah. And people really? Say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. From back in the 60s when I was a... I don't even think my mom was alive then, honestly. but I used to watch the Monkees all the time in reruns. What's happening, everybody? Glad you're here with us. I got a couple things I want to go through. Something I'm very excited about on today's show is we will have on Robin Cass. Now, if you don't know her name, she is a big, I guess we would call her casting director, mm-hmm. right? And she casts for Big Brother, and Raymundo has tried his whole life to get on this show. And we're going to ask her, why can't Ray get on the show? I don't know if she knows that's why she's coming on, but that's what we're going to tell her. Are you excited about this, Raymundo?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, he's going to blow something over there.
A little much.
Boy, that was powerful.
So anyway, she'll be on. Jeez. I wanted to get started with a couple voicemails here. Let's do... Oh, hold on. I didn't do this. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you very much. All right, I got a couple voicemails here. Let's do from Ohio, first of all.
Good morning, Bobby and studio. I'd like to give a special shout out to Jace, who found my class ring in the dirt in Lucas, Ohio, after 37 years. Love you, Jace.
There you go. It's kind of like a tell me something good to start the show. I don't know who Jace is, but apparently he found a ring and gave it back to her. All right, here is Andrew and Brooke from North Dakota.
Shout out Susan Raimundo, alpha male from the north. Yeah!
Also, shout out to Eddie. We love it when in the middle of a sentence you make an English word sound Spanish. It kills us every time.
Lastly, Bobby, we were going to watch you and Eddie at the North Dakota State Fair, but now that's canceled. So when are you coming to see us?
Thanks, guys. We love the show.
All right, there you go. Well, Raimundo got a shout out. Eddie got a shout out and a question. Eddie and I, a.k.a. the Raging Idiots, we have no dates on the books right now. We had some. They've all been postponed, and then we canceled them ourselves because we wanted people, if they spent money on tickets, to get their money back because you got stuff to spend money on. You got bills to pay right now. We have nothing else on the books right now. When it starts to clear up, we may go back on tour, but until then, you'll have to save your laughs. Right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Save your laughs.
Just save them, and then we'll bring them out later.
Yeah. All right, here's James from Arkansas.
Hey, guys. I drive across country. I just want to say I get at it when I hear Bobby Bones Show. Y'all keep it spread. Come on.
All right. We're coming, James. We're coming. Bones. Raimundo, our audio producer, is getting married in October, right, still?
Yeah, October 24th.
How many people have you invited?
For the wedding?
Yeah.
We're going to be at the same amount, so I believe it's 75 is the magical number.
And have you heard from folks that they're still feeling all right about it? All good to go?
We haven't even sent out the save the date, so honestly, I haven't heard from too many people. Probably once we get those out, then the Michigan people, I'm imagining some aren't going to want to travel.
It's still a long ways, though, October.
Yeah, correct. And I think it seems like it's getting better every day, honestly.
Well, my girlfriend showed me a picture of the suit we're wearing.
Yeah!
So,
cobalt blue, baby.
Well, my girlfriend and Raimundo's fiance are now hang out. And so she was like, hey, did you see the suit you guys are wearing? This picture of Raimundo in a blue suit. Listen, I like the suit a lot, but... What are the rules? Do I have to pay for the suit that I'm wearing in your wedding? Ooh.
So here's the deal. Talked to the guy on the, and he said I could get three of the suits for free. So I had to pick three people.
Oh, nice.
So
when do I get my fitting for the free one?
So I guess I honestly had to come up with it. And I did not choose you as one of the free ones.
Oh, wow.
Why?
I ended up going with father in law, father, and myself.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, but all y'all have to pay.
Wow.
And do you know how much these suits are?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit over 100. They're very custom, beautiful. I mean, cutting edge. He'll tailor it perfect
cutting
to your
edge.
Body. Yes. But the deal is there's a deadline, so we have to knock this thing out in a month. And he said he does that so that you can see who's for real about being the groomsman. So he goes, as long as we do this month deadline, if you got some guys that are him-hawing around, wish-washy, he's like, get him out of the lineup. Take him out as a groomsman. I was like... Okay. So, I mean, it's
why would someone not want to be a groomsman?
I don't know. He said it's happened before, and this 1 month deadline is a really good way to see who's serious about being standing up there with you.
So, by the end of June, you need to know for October.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sometimes these things got to get sent away and got to get taken up, hemmed, stitches, all kinds of stuff.
And you picked cobalt blue because?
Fiance picked that. Oh, I wanted black and I wanted bolo ties, but that got shut down.
Yeah, the bolo ties. Because if you would have been a bolo tie wearer, I would say absolutely. But you were just doing it to be funny.
No, I wasn't. We're in the sticks, straight up country. I thought, why not go cowboy boots, bolos?
Again, you're doing, well, I thought. Because
wedding planner shut that down, and they both decided on the cobalt blue.
All right, so the suits are good to go.
Yes.
Have you seen your wife's wedding dress?
Or
your
fiance? I don't think I'm allowed to.
You're not? Is that the rule?
Yeah.
Not even to see it if you're buying it, but she's able to see your suits. We need to change this rule. You can see ours, but we can't see yours.
True. They are allowed to do that, but I saw the backups of the wedding dress and never the front runner.
Huh. All right. Feel good, though, about it?
Feel real good. We're finally back on pace because, honestly, we're a little bit behind.
Bachelor party in July still?
Very end of June.
I thought it was in July. Oh my gosh. I'm supposed to go.
I know. We're all supposed to
Ray
go.
Sent me a link about disinfected dice. Like, hey, man, we're going to go crazy. And it's about how they're disinfected. I'm like, nothing is a party like Lysol on your dice. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. We got to make it a party. And if we want to do this and we want to bring back America, then why not we do the bachelor party and just go out and have fun, man?
Here in town?
Not in town.
Oh.
Vegas.
Okay. All right. Well, I haven't decided yet.
Me either. It's tough.
Whatever Eddie does, I'm going to do.
Oh, wow. Pressure's on me? I haven't decided yet, Bones.
But these aren't just people in your wedding. These are a bunch of friends, right?
Yeah.
So you won't miss us if we aren't able to go.
I invited so many people that there's a core group of five that are already going. So, yeah. I mean, I'm
Who's
already
Who's that core
set.
Group?
Me, Billy, Eric Dodd, my friend Jonathan Roberts. Not a lot of people know him.
I don't know any of those
Jonathan.
People.
So that might be four.
Yeah,
I'm already in, Ray.
Ed
I told
Lunch,
you I booked.
Lunch is the fifth. I knew there was five.
That might just be four.
All right, well, I'll find out soon enough. All right, thank you, Raymundo.
Yeah.
We're talking about movies where the sequels are better than the original, which is a rare thing. But Mike D and I were talking about it. Mike D's the head writer on the show. And you do a movie podcast called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
Yep.
So I said Terminator 2 because I don't even know that I ever saw Terminator 1. T2 was the big one. Eddie, what would you say?
That's tough. Okay. I was thinking about Star Wars because there's just a lot more than the first one that ever came out, but that may not be fair because there's a lot of them. I'm going to go with Rocky 3.
Oh, wait. Okay, so I said Rocky 2. Mm-hmm. I said Rocky as well, but I was thinking it had to be the immediate next one.
Oh.
That could be anyone.
I didn't know that because Rocky 4 is the best Rocky.
I meant 4, the Russian one.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean 3.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it could be anyone that comes after the original.
Huh.
So you changed yours?
Well, Rocky 4 is one of the greatest movies of my childhood.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to go Terminator 2 and Rocky. You did a list on Twitter?
Yeah.
What do they say?
The biggest ones were Catching Fire was better than the original Hunger Games.
Okay. I was so invested in the books that I was that person where I was like, hey, the movies aren't good as a book. The movies are still pretty good, but I don't know that I evaluated them based on each of them. I just evaluated them all as kind of sucky. what was the next one?
Frozen 2. I think people thought the music was better in Frozen 2. Huh.
Okay, what else?
We got Godfather 2.
Hey, Morgan, you saw all the Godfathers, right? She hated them. Didn't you hate them?
I'm not sure that any one of those is a good one. So.
She didn't think the first one was good. Okay, what else was on the list?
Terminator 2.
Yeah.
And then the biggest one was The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Okay, but do you consider the first Batman to be the...
Michael Keaton.
In that trilogy, yeah.
And Michael Keaton?
No. I would say the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight series are their own thing.
But who is that? Is that Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I don't know the difference. The Dark Knight was the one with Joker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And what was the first one then?
Batman Begins.
Oh, that's also good. He was in the cave, in the ground, and he had to crawl up. Remember that?
No, I don't.
What about some of the Avengers ones that came out later?
Oh, those
great.
Are good?
Yeah, the Captain America ones, I'd say that sequel was better than the first one.
I think the Avengers, and just the Avengers series, the third one was the best.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, Mike does a podcast, and he talks about this. Do you talk about your favorites?
Yeah, I do mine, and then I get into them.
Have you seen any good movies? Because Caitlin always wants to watch movies, and I'm like, I don't want to watch them sit down for 2 hours. And movies are so long now. Why can't they make a good hour and 10-minute movie? Like, I've watched...
Yeah, they don't do that.
Right. That's an episode of Ozark now. Hour and 10 minutes. But I watched that Oklahoma. It's been weeks now. It's the last movie that I watched.
That's from
1953.
You know what I did see was really good, is older. It was called Adrift. Mm-hmm. It's a true story of this... couple that went out on a yacht trip and like went in the middle of a hurricane, and the whole story is them trying to survive from like a shipwreck.
Is it true?
Yeah, true story, dude. And it was one of those where it was on TV, so I caught it about 20 minutes in and I was like, I need to watch the rest of this. It was so good. Adrift.
Molly's Game is a good movie. I watched it on Netflix. It's all about poker. This woman, it's a true story. She was an Olympic skier and gets hurt, and then she turns to poker, and it is, wow, it's all about A-list celebrities playing poker in these high-stakes games. It is awesome.
Do you review a movie on this?
Yeah.
I guess
I watched all the Ocean's movies and reviewed all those.
Any of the new ones, though?
Yeah. There hasn't really been anything new.
No, the Ocean's movie. What's the newest one?
Ocean's 8, which was all female cast. Yeah.
They have 8 of them?
Well, remember,
no,
the
they
Ocean's
went
11,
back.
Then 12, oh,
13, okay. And then it goes
right.
8.
Yeah, right. It's actually the fourth one, I think.
Okay. Yeah, right? It's the fourth one.
It's
like, what? I missed all of them.
The all-female ones, are good or no?
It's actually pretty good.
It is?
It didn't get that great of reviews, but I watched it and I enjoyed it.
All right, there you go. Check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood and her husband Mike Fisher have a new video series called Mike and Carrie, God and Country. It's a 4-part series of short films for the nonprofit I Am Second. It offers fans a look into their marriage, family, and their careers. The first one dropped today at IamSecond.com. Kane Brown remembers his senior prom and being excited to graduate.
I went to 5 different proms because I went to 5 different high schools. They were all pretty much the same. I was just really excited to graduate. I did have fun hanging out with my friends and dancing, but I was kind of the shy guy that, you know, only played sports and really kept to herself, but it was fun.
Tay of Maddie and Tay talks about the craziest thing she's done while in quarantine.
There's a show on YouTube. It's a series called Hot Ones. Sean Evans interviews celebrities while they eat the most spicy sauces on wings that you can imagine. And my brother and my husband and I made a knockoff video. I think that's the craziest thing we've done, was torture our insides eating hot wings because we are bored.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A couple in Wichita, Kansas. Shout out to Wichita. Love Wichita. They want to do something to help their community in this time of need and decided to give to others who are struggling. Ed and Jane Frederick have donated $100,000 to the Kansas Food Bank, who has recently seen a huge increase in the number of clients they serve. Jane is a volunteer at the food bank, so she knows how much their service is in demand right now. Ed says they've been fortunate. They're in a position to help, so they are. I think that's the thing, right? If you feel like right now you're in a position where you can't help, it doesn't have to be $100,000. By the way, I'm doing my own editorial here. This is not part of the story. It can be $10. A lot of $10 is make $100,000. And sometimes I don't like reading the big money stories because I think, well, most people can't. But this is what they felt that they could give back. So I would encourage you to do the same thing. I want Ed and Jane Frederick, good for you and good on you. In Wichita, Kansas, obviously love you. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Portland, Oregon. A man walked into Voodoo Donuts with a hatchet at 3 a.m. because he wanted to rob the place, right? But he didn't rob it of money. He jumped over the counter and said, get out of the way. Grabbed a box, filled it up with donuts, and left.
Hey, listen, the Voodoo Donuts are real good, though. Like, real good. You ever have Voodoo Donuts?
They're really good.
Yes.
Really good.
Yeah. Like, so one time I was at home thinking about it, and I grabbed my hatchet and started walking toward it, and I was like, I shouldn't do this.
Were you in Portland?
Yeah. Well.
And the only problem is he left on foot, and he walked a few blocks away, and he was walking down the street, and it's a bright pink box. And so police saw him, and they arrested him.
They saw the big hatchet in the box, and I think that's our guy, Chuck. Yeah. Shout out to Portland and Voodoo Donuts, for sure. And they also have them in Austin. Too. I think I've had it there. Yeah. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
So we Googled easy kids riddles, except I won't be asking them to kids. I'll be asking them to the radio show here. As we play Riddle Me This. Sometimes people will message me going, hey, why don't you play? I'm terrible at riddles.
It's hard.
So mostly I just do this because it's...
Because you're bad at it.
Bad at it, yeah. Okay, so Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you'll get a riddle. Get it right, stay in the game. Amy, you're up first. Ready?
Ready.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What are they? Riddle me this. 15 seconds starts at the end of the second question, by the way, guys. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What are they? Riddle me this.
What? Oh. The more you take, the more you leave behind. Compliments?
Five seconds?
It's gotta be something. I don't even know.
Time. Amy, I need your answer. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Pictures!
Ooh, incorrect. Footsteps. Ooh.
That was a good guess, though,
footsteps.
Amy.
Footsteps. All right, Lunchbox, over to you. Riddle me this. What can travel around the world while staying in a corner? What can travel around the world while staying in a corner? Riddle me this. He has 15 seconds to think about it.
What can travel around the world but stay in a corner?
What can travel around the world while staying in a corner? 5 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Time, Lunchbox.
Let's see. You travel around the world and you have time.
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 Need an answer.
Oh, sorry. The sun.
No, a stamp.
Oh.
It can travel corner around the world while staying in a corner.
Wow.
Eddie, you can win this. What comes with your car but travels more than your car? This is a tough one.
What comes with your car?
What comes with your car but travels more than your car? Riddle me this.
Why are these so hard?
I've never heard this one before. It's a tough one.
Comes with your car and it travels.
It's more than your car.
Travels more than your car.
You have 5 seconds.
I'm going to go with your tires. So dumb.
Huh?
It makes no sense, Bones. Just take it. Just take it.
That's incorrect. It's your keys.
Oh, yeah, they go a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, you're all in it. You want to do sudden death or you want to go another round?
Another round.
Okay. Amy, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Once you know it exists, it no longer exists. What is it? Once you know it exists, it no longer exists. What is it? Riddle me this. 15 seconds starts now. Once you know it exists, it no longer exists.
What? Oh my gosh. Something, once you know it exists, it no longer exists. The word exists?
Time. Amy, what's your answer? The question is, yeah, you got it.
Once you know it exists, it no longer exists. Yourself, I don't know.
Really struggling today, guys. It's a surprise.
Oh, that's good. Good one.
That's good.
Yeah. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up. People spend a lot of money on me every year but never want to use me. What am I? People spend a lot of money on me every year but never want to use me. What am I?
People spend a lot of money on me every year.
Riddle me this. 15 seconds.
Don't ever want to use me. Oh, man. I know what it is.
Go ahead.
Funeral.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, funeral.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It's insurance. People spend a lot of money but never want to use me. Insurance. Eddie, you can win it again.
All right, come on.
What falls down but never gets hurt? What falls down but never gets hurt? Riddle me this. We're stumping them today, Mike.
What falls down but never gets hurt?
Ah! What falls down but never gets hurt? You have 8 seconds.
Oh.
Think about it.
I'm thinking of things that don't get hurt, like maybe a tree.
What falls down but never
trees
gets hurt?
Trees love to fall down. Timber! Give me tree.
A tree dies when it falls.
It doesn't get hurt.
The answer is rain or snow. Incorrect.
Okay.
4-0 for 6, folks.
Of course, it's really good.
Do you want to do the speed round? Just sure. Buzz in with your name if you know it.
Come on.
All right? Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, buzz in with your name if you know it. Who has married hundreds but has always been single?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
The priest.
There you go. He wins it just like that. Do is win, no matter what. First time nobody ever got one in the normal round of Riddle Me This.
And they stay there! And they stay there! And they stay
there! And they stay there! Woo! You got that one quick. Did you know that one?
Nope. I just thought about weddings and who's at a wedding?
Priest.
Yeah. And you know what I like to say? Riddle Me This!
So obnoxious.
That hurts me, man. That hurts my voice. I don't even do it when we play the game anymore. That hurts my voice. All right, congratulations, Lunchbox.
But I have some brain problems where sometimes if I'm just talking, I have to like close my eyes real tight to remember the next word. And it's been scary. It's been happening for about a year. And I've talked about it on the show. I've been to, I went to a doctor and I went to another brain specialist. He said, hey, go get an MRI. And then you know what I had to do, Amy? I also had to go and get an ultrasound. Not on my stomach, though, on my neck. So that's what I did yesterday. I go, well, the ultrasound, they do on your neck to check, like, veins and make sure that all the blood is going through your veins and your neck to your brain the right way. So I did that.
That makes sense.
They put all this jelly on this thing, and they run it on your neck, and it makes these weird noises like... Eddie, you've been in there with a baby. Does it make those noises?
That's exactly what it sounds like. Yes, when they're trying to put it on the belly to see the baby. Yes.
It's like, so I did that, and that was fine. But I had to spend 30 minutes in an MRI machine, and they say, here's some earplugs. They don't give me any music. I'm like, all right, do I put these in? Do I even need these? And they're like, yeah, put them in. So I put them in most of the way in, and I get in there, and my hearing is still messed up from that. It was so loud. It was like, and then a voice would come over like God and go, God would go, that's number one. This next one will be 4 minutes and 18 seconds. Go.
Weird.
And apparently the magnets in that thing, because I did it for 30 minutes. Apparently the magnets really mess with your equilibrium. So I was like, couldn't walk straight coming out of the MRI room. That was a difficult one because you have to be extremely still as well, or they have to start over. So I did that. I have an appointment today after the show to go back and actually get with the brain specialist to see if he spotted anything. But I'm a little nervous. Even if I don't feel like it's anything that is specific, I'm a little nervous because you don't know what they'll find in there. But everybody's masked up in the doctor, obviously, in the room. You walk in, you only one person in the waiting room at a time. Everybody's wearing a mask. As soon as you touch a pen or you sign something with your finger, it gets wiped down. I mean, it's heaven for me. Like, that's how I would like to have had that before Corona happened. But it's just kind of eerie. I tell you, when I see people wearing a mask, just generally, especially if they don't have to, when you walk into the hospital, or the doctor that I was, you have to have one in. But when I see people walking around in masks, I don't go out a whole lot. Like, I have a respect for them because you don't wear a mask because you're worried about yourself. Like, I don't wear a mask because I'm worried about me. Honestly, I feel like I could go out without a mask and be fine. But I wear a mask for other folks. And when I see someone wearing a mask, I think that's a person that they don't care that it looks kind of dopey to wear a mask. Like, all they care about is that if they have something and don't know it, they want to make sure somebody else doesn't get it. And so, because again, we'd probably all be fine walking around without masks. But we choose to because it's the responsible and it's the kind thing to do. And just know that if I see you wearing a mask, because it is uncomfortable in your ears, and it isn't hot, and it's hard to talk through it, but you're not doing that for you. You're doing it for somebody else. And I appreciate you. So that was my day yesterday. I'll now take comments or questions. Let's go over to Amy. Amy, you're first. What's your question for the...
Okay. Well, so you said you get results. Does that mean you get results today?
Yeah, I should. I have a...
Because it was yesterday.
Virtual meeting with my new brain doctor. Because I don't have a brain doctor that I use, obviously, every day or every month. But I have a specialist on the brain going to give me results today.
Okay. Did they give you any kind of indication did they give you anything they picked up on while you were physically there?
Well,
like, this seems a little odd, or...
Can you imagine that if they said that? Can you imagine
if the
girl was doing my ultrasound and goes, well, that looks odd. and she doesn't even know. She's there to do ultrasounds, not actually diagnose anything that's wrong with me. The only thing that happened was when I got in the MRI and I put my head in there, the girl goes, wow, that's a massive brain. And I was like, I know, tell me about it. They don't give you any indications. You know, they're there to do the MRI or do the ultrasound, what they've been trained to do, and they let the doctor do the other part. But see what happens. Yeah.
I guess we just have to be patient.
Yeah. I'm working toward being better, being fixed. Eddie, do you have anything you want to know?
I'm a firm believer on the whole, like, you know, listen to your body. Your body kind of tells you things. What do you think is wrong with you? Like, if you could come up with any kind of theories.
Because that's always good to do, right? Google things and come up with theories.
Eddie, you're a firm believer of your body just knows what's wrong.
Your body tells you, like, you must have this. And then, are you getting any signs of that?
It's probably, if I were to guess, some sort of exhaustion. That's what I would imagine, that it's some sort of like long-term exhaustion. But I don't know. I don't really know. Or I wouldn't go to the doctor. I would just figure it out myself and call it a day. Send myself an invoice. That's what I would do. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll let you guys know tomorrow. John Party, dirt on my boots. By the way, that MRI is so loud. Imagine if you put a bucket on your head, right? Take a bucket. Imagine this. You put a bucket on your head, and you drilled two little holes on each side where your ear is. And a person got on each side of the bucket and screamed into those ear holes as loud as they possibly could while slapping the top of the bucket. Now imagine that for half an hour. That's what I went through. And I'm here today. I'm a fighter, folks. Let's go over to Allie.
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio. I was just calling to see if you guys could wish my mom a happy birthday. Her birthday is this week. My dad passed away in November due to a long battle with cancer. This is her first birthday without him, and it's been really tough on her.
So I think you guys have just lifted your spirits up a lot. We're huge fans of the show. My dad always wore his B-Team and Fight, Grind, Repeat shirts and everything. So we could just wish her a happy birthday. Her name is Norma, and I know she would just feel so special. Thank you.
Oh, man. Hate to hear that about your dad. But Norma, happy birthday, Norma. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Norma. Sometimes life's hard. But you know what? Sometimes people are awesome, and it sounds like your daughter is really awesome, and happy birthday to you. Amy, what do you want to say to Norma?
Yeah, I just want to say happy birthday and sending big hugs her way, because it's definitely not an easy time. But just remember the good times with your husband and how he would have wanted you to celebrate your birthday, and make sure that you just stay positive during it, even though you might be a little bit sad.
And how loved you are. Your daughter, Allie, called a radio station, left a voicemail on a voicemail line, knowing that we may not ever hear it, but we listen to all of them, but she doesn't know that. See, you are so loved. So, Norma, from all of us, happy birthday. Man, it's a lot of love from us and from Allie.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So what, Bobby, what is your tip to people if they ever get pulled over by the police for speeding? Like, you have a go-to, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's just to show a lot of respect, right? But what I do, especially if it's at night, I light the car up inside so the cop can see there's no funny business going on. I will take the keys out of the ignition and put them on the whatever that is, the top of the steering wheel.
Dashboard.
Yeah. And then I'll put my hand so they can see them. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. It may not be exactly right, but every time I've done that, the officer has responded positively because of the respect that I've shown them. And I respect their life because they don't know what kind of knucklehead's going to be doing what in that car. So that's what
exactly.
I say. Why are you asking me?
Well, I mean, I think that that's good. But then once the officer starts talking to you,
yeah,
I want to share with you things that actually work to help you get out of the ticket verbally.
Yeah. To say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, or I will never do it again. I realize what I did wrong. I won't do it again. Don't bullcrap them. All right. What do you think?
Okay. Well, a new study found that playing dumb and claiming you didn't know you were speeding works 32% of the time. But simply asking for a warning is your best bet. It works 41% of the time. You show respect, acknowledge that you were speeding, and see if there's any way out of the gate you can just please get a warning.
Nice. Exactly what I said. Because I am Mr. Respect over here.
Yeah.
Hey, if any law enforcement's out there listening, let us just say, from the bottom of our hearts to yours, to the top of your heart, or wherever you want to put, whatever body part you want to put this on, that we are so thankful for you. We understand you're risking your life every single moment that you are messing with another human. So if they would let me when I got pulled over, I would just get out and put my hands behind my back and lay on the road. But I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Other excuses that work are medical emergency or I have to go to the bathroom really bad. But, you know, if those aren't true, then you could be lying. So I stick with ask for a warning because no harm done.
And if you go with the bathroom one, just pee your pants. Like force it and just let her rip and prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Okay, I want your thoughts on this because John Krasinski is totally getting slammed for selling his little show, Some Good News. Well, not little. Tons of people are watching it. But he sold it to Viacom CBS, and people are calling him a sellout, saying he was in it just for the money, especially since now he's not even going to host it anymore.
Did these people not like capitalism? This is my biggest beef with people on the internet, because if they had created this idea, whomever it was, and a network said, we'd like to buy the idea and make sure more people can see it, they would go, sure, I'll sell it. It's always people who don't have ideas who are hating people that do. So this is what I say. John Krasinski, let her rip, man. First of all, you created something. Sell it if you want. He wasn't doing it for charity. And even if he was doing it for the goodness during the pandemic, he doesn't always have to do it. And more people are going to watch it now and be inspired by the good news that a network bought it. Don't get me started.
Okay, well,
you kind of did. I just went through the whole thing.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, but I wanted your take on it. So, and I wanted other people to hear it in case, and of course, our listeners are not the ones complaining.
No.
But in case they are.
What, did they think he was doing charity? No, he was doing something that he found appropriate for the time. But there are a lot of things that turn into businesses. And how do you know that he's not donating that money? We don't know if he is or isn't. We don't know anything. So when we don't know, let's just go, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't hurt anybody else. Let's move on to the next thing. People.
Exactly.
All right, what else?
Well, I just got to talk about this couple who got their wedding date tattooed on their arms.
Nice.
October 16th, 2020. And now they've had to cancel the wedding on that date because of the pandemic. And the bride said, it's so funny because they were being extra careful to make sure that they got the Roman numerals just right. The staff was even teasing them because they were so particular about it. They were like, are you sure this is the right date? And it was. So they did it. And now their new wedding date is April 22nd, 2021. And they're trying to figure out how to make that work with their tattoo.
You don't. Here's what you do. You secretly, privately get married just to each other and don't let anybody know. You have the big wedding and you don't tell anybody else that you've already had the small wedding until afterward. So everyone still thinks they're at the wedding and it's a very special wedding feel. You still have that wedding. And then like a month later, be like, hey, honestly, we got married on the date. We had a Roman numerals, Justice of the Peace, or... And it all works for everybody. Everybody wins.
Oh, that's genius.
And then you sell that show to John Krasinski, and then he does it. There you go.
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So real prom night was canceled, but one town made sure that kids still got it, and they put together prom on wheels. They used a pickup truck, put a DJ in the back, he drove along because the 70 students were all spread out. Like, social distancing was put into play, and so he was able to drive along and play the music, and kids were outside able to have prom.
That's cool. I mean, it's not the same, but it's better than what they were going to get. And good for that guy. It's a new idea, innovative, obviously full of love. I just stinks for kids that weren't able to get prom. If it makes you feel any better, kids, prom's overrated. It's fun. But you still deserve it, and I hate that you don't get it. But good. Amy, we just had the guy's name that did this, or no?
Oh, I mean, there was a DJ. The whole town rallied. There were several businesses involved, but it was Carlisle High School in Pennsylvania.
Nice. Well, shout out to everybody that was involved in that, because that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What crew mans a haunted ship?
What crew mans a haunted ship?
A skeleton crew. Oh,
nice.
That was the Morning Corny.
Carol and Howard Baskin from Tiger King signed 400 trading cards with their pictures on them, and they sold out almost immediately for $99 each. That's a quick $40,000.
Wow.
Hey, Raymond, we get a sad song ready, because I'm going to come to you for that in a second, like a sad music bed. The autographed trading cards, which feature Carol Baskin and her husband rocking matching big cat costumes, went up for sale this week, and they disappeared faster than Carol's hubby, Don. Thank you. I didn't write that.
Okay.
If you missed out on the signed cards, there's a small consolation prize. As we first reported, the Baskins partnered with Leaf for some good old-fashioned trading cards, the non-autographed version. They're selling for $8 each. I mean, I'm looking at them. They are collector's items. Raymond, hit me with that, please, that music. Carol Baskin, I have been loyal to you since the first time I watched Tiger King. I know you listened to our show in Tampa. I never thought you killed your husband. I still don't. And when someone says anything negative about you whatsoever, I stand up for you. I would like to talk to you on this show, free of any worry from your heart, thinking I had some ulterior motive. I don't. I just want to talk about the cats. I won't even mention how they are dragging your name in the mud. So, Carol Baskin, this is my final plea. I would like for you to come on the radio show. I got your back. I'll shut everybody else's mic off, Carol Baskin. Me and you, 101, talking about those lovely cats and how we can save them. That's all. Thank you, Carol Baskin. If you know Carol Baskin, get this message to her. Thank you.
All right.
There you go. Boom. Done. All right, Raymundo, what did you want to do?
Yeah, I wanted to do a country music press conference where I would ask you some questions as a reporter, and then you're a country music guy, an expert, and maybe you can answer it and then inform some people about what's going on with country music.
All right, here we go. Let me get my table. Let's do a country music press conference. Let's go. I'm going to go first over to Raymundo from the Jackson Herald. Raymundo.
Yes. When will country music concerts be back?
Well, interesting you bring that up. I was reading this morning about Alan Jackson, who is doing drive-in concerts. So he's doing two shows in Alabama that I saw are literally like drive-in movies, but he's playing a concert and you watch from your car. Some other countries had done this on a moderately successful level. I think that's interesting. I think if that works and they're able to make a little bit of money, that could be something that happens for a while. I think you'll see some smaller shows in small clubs come back. I think, you know, probably for the most part, it's going to be 2021 before we really get into a majority of concerts of your favorite artists coming back. That's just me assuming a lot of things. But I would say 2021, mostly after a vaccine, is when they really come back. All right, thank you very much. All right, let's go over to the Atlanta Constitutional Journal. Let's go. Your name is Raymundo. What's your question?
Will country music, when it comes back, the songs, will it be better, worse, or the exact same?
Listen, it could be better because a lot of these writers have had to do is sit around and write. A lot of the artists that would be on the road, they've been writing a lot. Like some of my friends who are great, great writers but would also be artists and have to spend time doing shows, they haven't been doing shows. I'm going to say it's going to probably be a little better. So I don't think there'll be such a difference, but I would say I bet the product, the songs, will be a little better. Thank you for your question. All right, let's go over to you. You over there from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Raymundo. What's your question?
How are the Raging Idiots affected by the pandemic?
Well, Eddie and I have a comedy group called the Raging Idiots. We had to cancel about 8 shows, mostly big fairs and festivals, and we hated to do that, but we're not planning anything right now because I wouldn't want to stick a bunch of people near each other and have the risk of somebody going in and getting a bunch of people sick. So we have nothing on the books right now, and that's just our own personal outlook on that. So nothing now. Thank you for your question. Let's do one more question. Raymundo?
What country artist kind of got screwed from the pandemic?
Well, a lot when it comes to touring, because a lot of these artists, their money is touring. That's how they pay their rent, their mortgage. And with that, I would also encourage you, if you have a favorite artist that's in that middle category, right? The middle category is not brand new, but also not Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean. Because listen, Luke and Aldean are fine. But if you have someone in that middle category, like a Jordan Davis, who would come on our show as a friend of ours, a Travis Denning, a John Party is at the top of that middle. If you buy their merch and you really want to support them, that's a way to actually make sure money gets in their pocket because they're not able to tour right now. But I would say Sam Hunt, because he was relaunching. He had been gone for years, relaunching and got put right back on the shelf. I'd say someone like an Ashley McBride. She put out a record, wasn't really able to do anything with it, not tour it. Kelsey Ballerini put out a record. It was right when the pandemic started. So the people that had big projects just starting up, they're hurting, and the artists who can't tour and need that touring income because that's their job. That's what I would say. All right, thank you for your questions. I got to go. I got a show to play. I'm playing the Panera right down the road. All right, thank you. You have any questions? Amy, we weren't kind of joking there, but my answers were all real. But you have any questions about that kind of stuff?
I mean, no, I think Ray got it. I was very interested in the fact of like who kind of got, what did Ray say?
Who got screwed?
Screwed over during...
Well,
yeah.
The brand new artists,
coronavirus, because
like the brand new artists that are so new, they weren't getting a lot of money from touring anyway, right? They're living off their publishing deals to write songs. They were never, but it's those who were all their income was in on the road. Those are the ones, and also who started new projects. So, Eddie, anything from you?
Yeah. What about Bones here, Eddie from the Daddy Times here?
Oh, Daddy Times. Sounds dirty.
What?
I'm a Daddy Times. What do you think some of these artists are? What are they worried about? Like, I don't even know. Have a question?
Not being able to go back on the road. You say you don't have a question?
I had a question, but I lost it.
All right, that's it. We're closing the press conference. Thank you very much, everybody. Two guys were using their washing machine, and they made the sound effects of like pushing buttons and slamming the door. Sound like the song "Take on Me." Here's the song. You know this, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, here they are. They were using the buttons on it. They would go ding, ding, ding as the kind of the melody, and they were opening, closing the door to make the beat. Here you go.
That's
the things that you say.
Come on.
That video has 1.5 million views on TikTok right now. The user is Kurt Schneider, if you want to check it out. Thought that was pretty funny. So reading the story about how people who are scheduling a vacation for the summer, later this summer, it's like helping them feel better. Because, you know, we've been feeling that great because of Corona. Research shows people who schedule a vacation in advance feel better about their social situation. And even if you're feeling uncertain right now, planning a vacation in the middle of all this could actually help you. It could go a long way. I'll just ask you guys, Amy, you have anything planned for the summer?
Well, we're hopeful and planning to go to Colorado to see our family. So that's the plan, and I do feel good about it.
Yeah. We're planning to go to Branson in July for a few days. There's a big lodge up there where you can fish and golf. And, you know, I'm friends with the guy that owns Bass Pro Shop, and it's their his whole thing. So I think we're going to go up there for a few days. Me, Caitlin, I think maybe your parents. Anybody who wants to come, all you guys can come.
That's legit.
Yeah, dude. They were like, hey, we got some crazy trout fishing. You can do that. You can go play golf. Oh. There's cabins. It's like a vacation away from Corona. And when I was growing up, Branson, Missouri is where all the rich people went.
Wow.
I can only go. I went one time with church group because they paid for it. And people, they would go up and they would just talk about all the fancy theaters. And when I went with church, we only went for one day and it rained the whole day. And like Silver Dollar City. I don't know if I'm doing all that, but yeah, Branson was where all the rich people went. And I don't even know that that was true. That it's where all the rich, it's just what I just felt because I was so poor. Yeah. Eddie, you have four kids now. Does that affect how your vacations and what happens there?
Yeah. With our foster kids, we can't take them out of state yet. So
that
stinks. But so that means my wife and I are thinking like, well, maybe that's a sign telling us we should go on a vacation together without the kids. So we may go to Florida. I miss the beach so bad. So that may be our thing.
A little cabin in Branson maybe? Come on.
I don't know, dude. Now that you talk about that, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it'll be good. Lunchbox, what are you guys going to do?
We got nothing planned. I mean, Ray's bachelor party is the only thing I got planned. That's all I know.
And I don't even know if I'm going to that, to be honest with you. Like, Vegas is a whole different deal than going to the woods outside of Branson.
Right.
Anyway, make plans, they say, even if you don't know, because right now you can still cancel a lot of things because of what's happening and get your money back. But for me, it is giving me something to look forward to. Like, I do kind of feel fun, and like I'm really looking forward to that.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Michael Lombardo has been a police officer for 25 years. Well, a couple days ago, he had two saves in one day. Around 3 in the afternoon, he gets a call. A guy was working underneath his car when it fell off the jack. He arrives and is able to jack up the car and pull the guy out.
Wow.
4 hours later, he gets a call of a guy choking. He's the first on the scene. The man's on the front porch in distress. He jumps out of his car. Heimlich.
Dang.
Spits out the food. Two saves, one day.
That is crazy. What's his name again?
Officer Michael Lombardo.
Officer Lombardo, that's awesome, man. We see you. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Check. Bobby Bones Show. I feel like getting to talk to Robin here is years and years in the making because we've been here. Hey, Robin, good to meet you on the phone. We've been hearing about you for probably 5 years or so. So thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. That is kind of weird that somebody has heard of me for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, here's what's happened. Our producer, Raymundo, who is obsessed with Big Brother and would even watch it on HBO. Raymundo, what was it on the feed you would watch on HBO or something?
Yeah, so it was on Showtime, and then it switched over to TV Guide Channel. But yeah, and then also on the online version. So I've watched them all.
Okay.
So
you've seen them all.
Yeah.
Seen it all. He's obsessed with it. He's tried out every time it comes around. And we wanted to talk to you about not only, you know, what Raymundo is missing in his audition, but how people get on shows, like tips on getting on a show. So, by the way, Robin Cass is on with us. How would you describe your job, Robin? What do they call you?
Casting director.
Okay, that's easy enough. Casting director. You've been doing this for how long?
On Big Brother since 2001.
Okay, now, Raymundo, you once tried out for Big Brother. What was the first time you auditioned for the show?
First time was in Austin, Texas. I've also done it in Laredo. I also did it in Dallas, Nashville. And this season, I was going to do Kansas City, Missouri, or Chicago. But unfortunately, those casting calls got canceled. And then that ended up being my dead end. And it just ended up being the online submissions, unfortunately.
Have you ever done an online submission, or you've only done open calls?
Yeah, so you guys have my documentation, honestly. I'm probably all in those cupboards and stuff right there at the CBS lot. But on, it did, back in the day, the first five seasons, and then I thought, man, I got to try something else. So then that's when I started going to the opening calls, and I was videotaped. Yeah. I mean, I made it to regionals, districts, all over the place. I was very, very close and just and just missed out.
So, I mean, I don't know what kind of advice you want. I mean, the thing is, obviously, you know, open calls and sending a video, it's two very different things, and there's no positive or negative to either one. It just is sort of what makes you more comfortable. Are you more comfortable being at your house where you can stop and start and say whatever you want? Are you more comfortable sort of being in the Big Brother atmosphere where you can talk to other people about the game and players? So whatever you feel more comfortable with, it's better to do. I mean, I wouldn't suggest going from open call to open call to flying to different places. Like, you'll probably run into the same casting producers. They might get a little annoyed if they've seen you more than once. I mean, if you go to an open call and you just think that you just were horrible and you bombed and you froze up, then I would say to apply online. But multiple open calls for the same season, I would not suggest. And, you know, I mean, it's like people ask, like, what do you need to get on? And it's one of those things, like, some people just have charisma. Some people just have something that makes them unique and different. It's not something that you can necessarily study or learn or read about or talk to ex-house guests about. It has to do with being confident and comfortable in your skin. And we can usually tell if people are comfortable and confident right when they walk up to the table.
Nice. Well, right now, Robin Cass is on with us, casting director for Big Brother. Robin, do they ever come up to you in audition, or are you way later down the line?
Yeah, I mean, I travel sometimes. I don't go to all the open calls, but I'll usually go to like two or three open calls throughout the season. So they might end up at one of my tables. But even if I'm not the first person who they speak with, they will eventually see me and meet me for the process. It could be during their semi-final interview. It could be if they make it to finals and they come to Los Angeles. Everyone interviews with me there. So at some point you would be meeting me if you end up getting on the show.
Well, you know, I know it's a strange way to do it, but is it possible that Raymundo have like 30 seconds to make his pitch? Just to see how we feel about him. Just you, your gut, your instinct, your heart, all the things about you, listening to this amazing guy who's on the air with 5 million people a day listening. I don't want to influence anything, Robin, but is there any way we can do 30 seconds of Raymundo?
Let's do it.
Okay, Raymundo, you got your shot, baby. Yeah. Are we ready? You've been waiting your whole life for this. All right, here we go.
Yeah, first and foremost, Robin, honestly, I just wanted to say huge fans, you, Allison Grodner, Don Woman, Julie Chen Moonves, all y'all. I've been fans of the show since I was a little boy. I've always wanted to be on it. And then the summer that I did watch the live feeds, I ended up watching over 500 hours. I know everything there's to know about the Big Brother house. I know you can't tell secrets under the right underneath the stairs. People can hear you. I know.
Ray,
you
sell yourself, bro. Sell yourself, not what you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. So
yeah,
I'm
now you're just a stalker.
Yeah. Besides that. But honestly, yeah. So like I've heard if you guys miss out though on like sometimes if people suck when they get there and you don't like them, do you have a talent pool of like some hotties where you can maybe out of LA and maybe you just pick me instead of some of those blonde bombshells that you just throw in the house last second? I mean, come on, I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm a 34-year-old guy. My fiance already agreed to let me just leave my life here and come to LA. And I'm telling you, I want to be in the Big Brother lot all summer, girl.
Okay, he shot his shot.
So let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask everybody else who's there in the room. I'm not sure who else is there with you. Like, what you guys listen to people talk all the time. What did you think about his pitch?
I think that he should have sold himself. You don't care if people watch the show. You want the most entertaining person on the show for what you need them for. I didn't think he did a great job at selling himself, honestly.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that would be the first thing is, like, super, make you being a super fan doesn't necessarily make you a great player. And on the other hand, if you don't know the show that well, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a bad player. So as much as I love that you're a fan of the show, and I do love that, thank you, that won't necessarily be part of you getting on the show. So you just, like, 1 second, big fan, great, we can move on. The other thing is, like, don't be so desperate. You know, so we just want to talk to people like they're having normal conversations with their friends. So it's like a lot of people get in front of me and I can see, like, the wheels turning, and they know that they have to say these things that all Big Brother contestants say. And people get in front of me and they say, you know, Robin, you either love me or you hate me. Don't say that, because everybody loves to say that. Or people will say something like, you know, I can be your best friend, but if you turn on me, I'll backstab you. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. Everybody will do that. The best thing to do is listen to the questions of the people who you're talking to, the producers. Take a deep breath and talk to them as if you're talking to your best friend. Don't worry about getting everything in 20 seconds. If you're just having a normal conversation, we can see what you will eventually be like on day, you know, 14 in the house, and a little bit of the adrenaline has left. And those are really difficult things to say, because obviously at an open call, your adrenaline is going. You want it. You want to be able to say everything you possibly can in front of the producer. The best thing to do is take a deep breath, listen to their questions, be likable, be charismatic, and go from there. And don't worry so much about the desperation and the I love Big Brother part.
So you're saying he didn't get on?
I mean, guys, I have to see him. I have to look at him. I have to see his eyes, talk to him. I mean, a lot of it has to do with what they're like in person also. But your fiance sounds like a lovely person if she's willing to let you go for 3 months.
Yeah, she's for sure awesome. And honestly, we have 23 frozen eggs right now. And she said that I could also just go ahead and forego, yeah, those 4 months, and then I could be gone and come back. And I would love to start a family then with that $500,000. And I honestly think I would maybe even get the $550,000, because I'd be America's favorite player.
Absolutely, Mike.
And honestly, girl, I'd win those endurance competitions. You can find me online. I've won the Guinness Book of World Records. I was a fist pumper for 24 hours. There's nobody that's going to compete with me in the backyard, honestly. And my social game is bar none, one of the best. And I've seen the show. I mean, nobody, no floater, nobody that's never seen the show has ever won it. So, honestly, that's my leg up. And I stay up late at night. Those are the people that win, the people that listen in. They always are up. Not the people that sleep and get lazy ass. I'm going to dominate, girl. You've got to put me in that house. Honestly, there's gonna be some, I know there's going to be some crappers, and you're going to say, you know what? I need one more person I got to pull from Nashville. I'm your guy, girl. I'm going to come home. I'm going to hit a home run. Everybody's going to be talking about me. And I'm going to be at that rap party. All of us, Will, Boogie, Chilltown, everybody. Aaron Brody.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Hey, Jeannie Buss will be there. Come on, girl.
All right.
Hey, and I know, hey, I know you love UFC. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go dominate in that backyard. I'm going to wrestle some of the dudes in there for you, because I know you're a UFC fan. Come on now.
I am. Now you're starting to scare me. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah!
Well, listen, Robin, we appreciate you listening to Raymundo and giving our listeners also an idea of what they should do and the inside. And if for some reason you ever need a guy like Raymundo with a big built-in audience, let us know. We will be happy to. I have given him my blessing to come off the show for a few months, and his fiance has too. But we just mostly thank you for spending your time with us. We really appreciate that.
I will say I do appreciate the passion, Raymundo, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much, girl. Honestly, big fan. Honestly, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Robin, talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. There she is, Robin Cass, casting director for Big Brother. Well, Raymundo, you had your shot. How do you feel like you did?
That's all you really can do in those. That's why I kill it when it's face-to-face. It's a group atmosphere. I got a little bit more time with there. In 30 seconds, not a lot of people can sell themselves. I did the best I could.
I'm going to say that if something were to happen and she needed someone like you, she would remember this. That's like your second shot at it. Your first shot was terrible. But your second shot at it was pretty legit. So I'm going to say your dream's not over, Raymundo. You heard it from me first.
Yeah, because I know that they do at times run into troubles. Well, they'll just go to an agency and say, can you get us this type of a person if they're running short? I mean, sometimes they don't audition well. She does a beautiful job of running all the auditions, but there's been seasons when it's been bad. And I've heard rumors that they'll pull somebody that didn't even sign up, which is what I didn't do this year.
All right, quickly around the room. Amy, how do you feel like Raymundo did 1 through 10? He had his first ever shot in front of the big casting director. How do you feel like he did?
I feel like he's the part where he was fanning out about the show was probably like a 7.5. But then at the end, when he really started selling himself, he's like a 9.
Overall, what do you give him, an 8?
Okay, so then I guess I give him an 8. Yeah.
Ray, I'll give you a 6.5. No producer wants to hear how much you love the show for that long. You really got to sell yourself more than your knowledge of a show. But I think that you made an impression on her at the very end. Eddie?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him a 4 bones because he was too fanny. But you pulled him out of the water, though, with the, hey, he's got a built-in audience. This guy could be good for you.
Yeah.
I think you helped him out, but give him a 4. It was a bad pitch.
All right, Raymundo. good luck, bud. Let us know if you get hit up today.
Yeah!
The big story was that Uncut Gems, the Adam Sandler movie, is now streaming on Netflix. Hey, just a heads up, you're going to get your remote out, and you're going to scroll over to it, and you're going to get your thumb ready to push the button and watch it. I just like to give you the recommendation, don't do it. It sucks.
Really?
I love Adam Sandler. I love sports and sports betting and Kevin Garnett and the Celtics. I love every part of it. I just thought this movie was bad. Some people love it, though. It's Rotten Tomatoes has a 92% positive score, so I'm probably wrong, but I thought it was a real turd. But if you've been waiting to watch it, now's the time to watch it. Uncut Gems is up on Netflix if you want to watch it. You get to pick one Disney movie that's been made the past 20 years, only one movie, and all the rest of them disappear. What are you going to pick? One Disney movie. I thought about this, and I'll give you guys think about it while I talk this out. I haven't seen a lot of Disney movies, but one of them that I saw just kind of wrecked me inside.
I know it. Yeah. I know it.
I mean, Coco. I cried like a baby at the end of Coco. So I'm going to save Coco, but you know what was a close second? Was Up. Because again, Up touched my insides. So I'm going Coco if I get to save one Disney movie from the past 20 years. Eddie, what about you? One movie.
Well, you know me. I love Disney movies because I have all these kids and I'm forced to watch them all. I'm going to go with my favorite of all time, and it's an older one from 2007, Ratatouille, Bones.
Is that considered an older one, though? Like, older one's like Lion King, right? Like the first Lion King?
The OG Lion King's definitely old, but Ratatouille, I mean, that takes me back to when we lived in Austin. So to me, that's old. Yes, okay. Ratatouille's so good, though.
Eddie saves Ratatouille. Amy?
Guys, when was Finding Nemo?
2003.
Is that Disney?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So does that count?
Yep.
That's mine.
Nice.
Wow, you love Finding Nemo more than Up?
I do. And probably because we also watched it as a family recently, and I just remembered how cute it is.
Hey, Mike, do you do a movie podcast? What are you saving? One movie.
My favorite Disney movie, Lilo and Stitch. It's a great one.
Wow. It's a dark horse.
I don't even know what that is.
The little alien in Hawaii. Yeah,
okay.
I love that movie.
All right. Mike's like saving some hand-drawn thing from one of the animators.
It's a great Disney movie.
Lunchbox?
I mean, Disney movies. I don't know many Disney movies. I know that I watched Zootopia, so I'll save that one.
That's a good one, dude.
I just know that they went to the DMV and they had the sloths working. I remember that about the movie. And I think that's the last Disney movie I've seen.
Has anyone seen WALL-E?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. You would like that one.
I would?
Yeah.
The two movies people tell me I would like are WALL-E and Inside Brain.
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
I think you would like both of those. Probably WALL-E more. It's about like the future.
I'm gonna check it out. You know, I watched with Caitlin a movie last night. We watched Man on the Moon, and it's my favorite movie. And she was like, oh, because I watched Oklahoma for her, which is a musical from 1953. And I was like, okay, well, you have to watch my favorite movie about one of my heroes, which is Andy Kaufman. But we watched it, and I don't think she was like loving it at first, but by the end of it, she was totally in, and she might have cried at the end of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's only like a 70% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, But I love it. And then we went back and watched all the footage of the real life Andy Kaufman. And it's just crazy to see that guy, man. And then Jim Carrey did a documentary on his portraying Andy Kaufman on Netflix. But yeah, we watched that. It was, I hadn't seen it in a long time. I leave that movie just feeling so inspired. Because Andy Kaufman wasn't a stand-up comedian. He was what he'd call a song and dance man. But he was just he was so brave. He would go up and do stuff that he really felt was going to bomb just to see what would happen. So, but if you haven't seen Man on the Moon, like that, that's the one. But we did watch it. So I guess now
are you and Caitlin going to be doing that? Like, still, you going to keep like going through more movies that you guys like?
I think so, because I think she's teeing me up to watch Princess Bride. I've never seen that before.
That's a good one, dude.
So good.
Well, that I think that's her favorite movie, that in Oklahoma, and I've never seen Princess Bride. So I'm asking you guys, is it good?
Yes.
Yes.
Classic.
But is it a classic when it was good when we were kids, or is it still good now?
Still good. I think I can't say for sure because I haven't seen it lately.
Because The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was I love it. I would say, yeah, man, what a great show. But it's not good now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to think, like, it brings back good memories because we watched those as kids. Now, as, like, an adult, it may not be. Yeah, good point, Bones. You may not like it anymore.
Hey, Mike, have you seen Princess Bride?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It is good.
I think that's the next up. What, Amy?
Well, I was just going to say, if you made it through Oklahoma, you can make it through Princess Bride just fine.
Yeah. Well, just with her, we're dealing with, she has someone who's harassing her online all the time. And so what they're doing is they're emailing her. They got her personal email address. They're creating fake Instagram accounts, and then she'll block it, and they'll create another one. And then you go to the block list of everybody who she's blocked, and they disappear once they get rid of them. And so we have who they are, but do we go after them now and lightly be like, hey, stop it with cops? Or do we wait and let it build up and then go after them hard? That's kind of what we're dealing with right now. Because we know who it is at this point. We have their email address, their phone number, we have their address. What do you think about that, Amy?
I mean, I'm glad that y'all are going to take every precaution to try to handle it and keep it from happening again. I feel bad for her. Because I know just being new to a lot of this is... For that to happen to you is one thing, but then for it to happen to her as she's still trying to get a handle on what dating you is like and being in the public eye a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for her, a lot more. I just feel bad for her.
Yeah. Well, do we kick in the door Chris Hansen style? We got you.
Nice.
Yeah.
No.
All right. All right, the good news countdown. Here we go at number five.
Number five.
When the lockdown started, a woman in Houston decided to make 100 face masks to give away to people in her community. Then her neighbor started cutting fabric and have helped make 1,000 more. And if anyone offers money for them, she takes it, but then donates it to charity. That's what I'm talking about. Number four.
Number four.
Just like most restaurants in America, the 849 Restaurant and Lounge in Palm Springs, California, has had to change the way they do business. But when things started changing, the owners of the restaurant tried to figure out a way to stay afloat, which is to try to make money, but also help doctors and nurses in the area. So they organized something called Good Deed Friday. So now, every Friday, the employees of 849 put together box lunches and deliver them to nearby hospitals and healthcare facilities. And we're talking good food here. Wraps with roast beef, chicken, vegetables, turkey sandwiches, chocolate chip cookies from a pastry chef. And they said, you know, it's the least we can do because everybody's going through the struggle. There we go. Number three.
Number three.
A 100-year-old guy started walking in his garden to raise money for charity. In less than a month, he has raised close to $250,000, which is crazy. People saw him moving around. He's 100 and said, we'll donate if you keep walking. And number two.
Number two.
A grocery store manager in England noticed an 87-year-old woman was buying only canned goods. Turns out she didn't have a microwave or an oven. So he arranged to have hot meals sent to her house. She was like, you really find out how good people are whenever they see someone struggling. That's an awesome one. And finally, number one.
Number one.
Retired wide receiver Chad Johnson left a tip of $1,000 on a $37 bill recently at Havana's Cuban Cuisine in Cooper City, Florida. Also left a thoughtful note as well. Quote, congrats on reopening. Sorry about the pandemic. Hope this helps. I love you. That is Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson, wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals, leaving $1,000 for no reason than just to be a good dude. And that is your good news countdown. There we go. There's your five good news stories.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, The Bobby Bone Show.
The New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft sold his Super Bowl 51 ring for more than $1 million to benefit COVID-19 relief. It's part of that all-in challenge where celebrities and rich folks were going, all right, we're all in. We're giving you the best thing we could possibly give you. And he donated a Super Bowl ring, and the auction went to over $1 million. Wow, isn't that crazy that someone would also buy that? You have to have a lot of money to do that, huh? Wow. I saw Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, bought one of the race car ones. I'm trying to see. I don't see who they say the bidder was.
One of the race car what?
One of the race car guy, one of the drivers did an all-in challenge, and everyone was like, wow, it went for like $200,000. And they were like, who bought it? And they said it was Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins.
Got it.
So these are some major players and major money buying this stuff. Wow, that's crazy. Amy, what's going on today?
Well, my outing for the day, the kids have therapy, so excited to kind of get in the car and go somewhere. And then after that, we're just working on packing up our house, or actually getting rid of stuff we don't want to take to the new house. So not packing yet, but just decluttering in a way. What about you?
Got to meet the brain doctor virtually right after the show.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a Jana Kramer Bobbycast. She has a new book out. She's always a great Bobbycast guest too. So, and she also, the thing about Jana is, you know, the other day I was talking about, I didn't have a doctor in town, like a, what do you call it?
Your primary care physician.
Yeah. She gave me hers, so I'm lining that up to where that's in town. That's mine too. Don't have it yet down, but we'll talk to her on the Bobbycast. Do an interview with her. So that's it. Thank you guys. I'll probably go back to the gym today, safely of course. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. I think that'll be it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye everybody. Bobby Bones Show.